Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to be with you today. We've got a great show for you today. Oh, my goodness. Epstein, all the latest rage about everything happening. I've got all your answers. But first things first, you need to go to theawakener.ca. That's one word, theawakener.ca. I cannot possibly, in a few sentences or paragraphs, explain to you what is going on. It's too complicated. Most of the general world has an IQ of 100 or less. This is why it's very hard to explain to people who are not critical thinkers what is going on. What is going on is that the Western world's in a state of war. What are we at war against? Well, we're at war against something that is against our values. That is specifically communism that seeks to destroy us, and they're destroying us from within. They're destroying us from within because they control our politicians who are feeding us a bunch of garbage. And how this Epstein stuff relates to everything is very, very simple. Okay. The reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, is because Hillary Clinton could not be indicted of her crimes and her email server back in 2016. Well, wait a second. Why is that true? They could not have possibly told you this because, number one, anything on that server would have led directly to Obama, and then would have led to the indictment of Obama, Biden, and all his cabinet. And that would have led to Russia and China making a move because they would have known that it's all going to come out. And the Western world would have been in complete disarray. Nobody would have understood why or anything. You have to show people before you can do something. This is specifically what I'm talking about. I have been talking about for a number of years. I told you from the very beginning that it is my belief that Joe Biden, who works for the Russian mafia and was working in Ukraine because Ukraine is working for the Russians as a front, was working also with Obama, and both of those people were putting child pornography on Hillary's email server as a method of blackmail so they could control her presidency. Why would they want to do that? Well, they had 8 years to do what they wanted to do, and they wanted to have another 8 years to control the descent of the USA, which then would lead, after the fall of the USA, to a violent war or a takeover of power globally, specifically Taiwan, Europe, everywhere. This is why we are here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to play for you something. You're just going to have to listen. This is Trump. I don't know if it's a White House correspondence dinner or some event, but Hillary was there and he makes a joke. Okay. Listen to this before I put all the pieces together for you.
I'd like to address an important religious matter. The issue of going to confession, or as Hillary calls it, the 4th of July weekend with FBI Director Comey.
And she laughs. Oh, ha, 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 ha. And the whole crowd laughs because they don't know what he's talking about. But if you look at the evidence, it's very simple to understand. This 4th of July weekend, that was probably a real event. Hillary and Comey met. The next day, July 5th, Comey announced that basically she had done nothing wrong. Her email server investigation was going bye-bye. But he did say one very important thing. He said, in that statement, if you look it up, that this entire investigation started from a referral from the Defense Intelligence Agency, the inspector general of that. So what am I getting at here? Hillary's investigation actually was a referral to the FBI. Now, he knew that nobody in the FBI was ever going to take Hillary Clinton's email investigation seriously whatsoever. So what made him decide to do anything? What made him decide to come forward? And I'll explain to you. One more time. If you go back in time before this July 4th weekend in 2016, there was the tarmac meeting. The tarmac meeting happened in late June. As you know, the reporter who leaked this meeting of Loretta Lynch meeting Bill Clinton on the tarmac, he's dead now. He was killed in Biden presidency. But this reporter, how on earth did he know? He knew that this leak for this meeting did not come from anybody inside the FBI. And actually, he knew that it came from people probably in the DIA or the NSA who were actively working against Obama, who set up this meeting with a reporter, and this reporter videotaped everything and then put it on the mainstream news. So this is why he came forward. Now, if you're going to indict somebody, or you're going to basically indict Hillary Clinton secretly and basically say, oh, you can't be president, you would have to have a replacement for her. Donald Trump was an FBI informant. He was an FBI informant in the 1980s, who specifically worked for the FBI and trying to take down all these shady contractors who worked on his facilities. Now, if you go forward in time even more, this story is going to start to make sense for you. Like I said from the beginning, this whole podcast is based on the idea that Hillary Clinton has actually already covertly been indicted of these crimes. And really, this is out to get Barack Obama. It's out to get the Russians and China. And obviously, it's out to get the, how do I explain this? The globalists and the George Soros and all these people who are working together. So this, all this picture is coming together very, very slowly. And so people can understand this. Hillary Clinton could not be president. So why indict somebody for a crime? And Russia and China know that the whole truth is going to come out. And there's going to be a huge war back in 2016 that nobody possibly could understand. Like I've told everybody from the beginning, everyone's begging for the Jeffrey Epstein information. And everyone is going to find out that Donald Trump, well, and Hillary, and they all have what's called a counterintelligence file on them. Like I said from the beginning, this counterintelligence mission is being done over a gradual period of time to lead the Western world into waking up to absorbing the truth about where everything's going to go. Where's everything going to go? There's going to be a war. There's going to be a showdown for supremacy of the planet. Russia and China are likely going to make a move, and they're being lied or deceived to that Trump is not in complete control of his ship, and he has nothing of any kind of strength behind him. Remember when he was in office his first year? Remember how it all seemed like organized chaos? It all seemed like everybody's out to get him. He had nothing going on. This is specifically what you would tell your enemy before a war. If you were strong, you would want to advertise that you were weak. And this is specifically what he did. James Comey coming forward with that, obviously, clearance of that email investigation with Hillary, and then framing Trump with the Russian investigation was Hillary and Comey working together. So if let me kind of get this straight for everybody. So if Hillary is working with Comey, Comey then fabricated these memos to be leaked to the press to start this Russian investigation. This was all based on Michael Flynn having this phone call with a Russian ambassador that I've detailed before in this podcast. What happened in Robert Mueller's investigation? They didn't take down Donald Trump. Everyone bad in the FBI was fired. Everyone who tried to modify Flynn's 302s were fired. It was actually the opposite effect of what kind of this deep state really wanted to do. And this is why I've told you from the beginning that Trump's presidency is a complete optical illusion. It's an optical illusion of war where he's selling the idea that he's weak when he's strong. Make sense to you? Now, this is all very complicated. You're going to have to go back in time and listen to some of my old stuff. But everyone's begging for the Epstein information, and I think we're going to find out. This is more just getting the left and everybody fomented and saying, oh, Trump is with Epstein. You know, maybe he went on a plane one time. It's possible. But really what they're not thinking about is that Hillary was the one being blackmailed. And her blackmail by Obama and by Biden was leading to control of her presidency and thus a war. They're all fomenting at the mill saying, we want this information. We want this Epstein stuff. And they have no idea what they're going to turn around to. This is why it's paramount that you listen to this show and go to theawakener.ca so I can piece these pictures of the puzzle together for you. That's all for now. Take care.